All right, it's a brand new year and another new show from the Kim Komando Show podcast. Here's hour two for the weekend of January 2nd, 2021.
Okay, for the five people that are actually using it, I know you're going to be very upset that Google is shutting down Cloud Print. I know what you're thinking. I didn't even know they had such a thing. Well, Cloud Print was supposed to make it easier to print all your stuff from all your devices using Chrome. So you really need to be careful over the next few days because the people who depended on Cloud Print are really going to be on edge. Okay, maybe you didn't get it, Edge. Browser, geek humor, sorry. I'll try to do better as this show continues. And I'll try to do better all into 2021 because after all, that's what you've grown to love and respect. Here on the Kim Komando Show, it's the nation's largest weekend radio show about all things digital. We talk about living the best digital life. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and on the American Forces Network Radio. And the special thanks and Happy New Year goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as we speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And just a quick reminder. All right, let's get this hour started with some interesting items that crossed my screen that you need to know about. And I was kind of wondering this myself. Why all of a sudden, whenever I go to a website, doesn't matter which one it is, at random, it seems I get a message that says, are you going to accept all of our cookies or are you just going to not allow us to track you? I mean, what are cookies anyway? They keep your login information. They keep track of what's in your shopping cart. Very small files can be used to track your habits and your data that, of course, gets sold. And cookies aren't new. But you're going to start seeing the prompts to accept them more and more often. That's thanks to the California Consumer Protection and Privacy Act, which is a law that went into effect actually earlier this year. And basically, it's supposed to give you more control of your data and whether it can be sold. And so now as we go into 2021, instead of just limiting those cookie pop-ups to only residents of California, many companies are just adding them all across the board. It's that annoying banner that you might not even give a second thought to. You just click OK. And it kind of defeats the purpose, but now a new law wants to update this one. So you can just click a browser setting that would tell all the websites not to sell or share your data. But that's not going to be around until 2023. So until then, here in the new year, you're going to start seeing more of those cookie pop-ups. I know, it's annoying, and overall, it's just pretty crummy. When you think about Ring, the tech company that Amazon purchased a few years ago, you probably think of, what, video doorbells, right? Well, they have another new gadget, and this one's for your mailbox, very innovative. The Ring mailbox sensor hangs outside the mailbox at your home, and it notifies you anytime that the mailbox door is open. So this way you know that mail has arrived or something outgoing has been picked up. Now, it could also let you know if someone's messing with your mailbox. Again, this is just a sensor. It's not a camera. So it just alerts you to the activity at your mailbox. They say it has to be within 15 feet of your house to actually really work. And you may need the bridge. And the bridge is $50. The sensor itself is $30. If nothing else, give you peace of mind that you'll always know what's happening in your mailbox, I guess. And this is tech that could just like really deliver. And number three, Apple has some new privacy tracking features that are coming early. I'm sure you know that iOS 14 put a big, big focus on privacy, basically pulling back the curtain on these third-party apps on your iPhone. And Apple came up with this kind of great idea to put a nutrition label of sorts, the app, so you know exactly what you're giving up. And Facebook was so ticked off on that. A few weeks ago, they took out this full-page newspaper ad saying, why are you doing this? You are cowards and blah, blah, blah. Okay, Facebook was doing that because, why? Because they got caught with their hand in that proverbial cookie jar. So iOS 14 privacy update said for early 2021 involves prompts that ask you if you want to prevent apps from tracking you on other apps and websites. So it's supposed to come with iOS 14.4, and apparently it's already showing up on some iOS beta testers. And now, you always hear these companies say things like, we value your privacy. You're our number one customer. What it really means is we value your privacy. You're our number one customer. Of course, when we can always sell all your data. And speaking of privacy, do not buy a brand new Amazon Echo right now because a better one is coming in March. The third generation Echo Show 10 is that beautiful 10-inch touchscreen. Does all the things you might be used to. You get video calls and drop-ins and Zoom and Skype and Alexa, weather forecasts and recipes. You can watch Netflix. This one has a big difference. The new Echo Show 10, when it comes out in March, is going to be on a motorized base. And the base is stationary, but the display isn't. So what that means is that it can move as you move around and follow you. The show was first announced back in September, but nobody really paid attention because it was like, oh, well, there's the new Echo speakers, there's a new Fire TV, and there's a new Echo Show, which nobody was like, oh, well, whatever, yawner. It's going to cost about $250. So now you can watch your favorite show on Netflix in the kitchen or a screen that goes and follows you wherever you go. How's that for Stranger Things? And finally, gaming consoles, the new gaming consoles, the new Xbox Series S and X, the PlayStation 5. There's a new console on the way, and it's not coming from Nintendo. Any idea where it's coming from? Any company? You're wrong. KFC. That's right. The KF console. Yes. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kentucky Fried Console. And when everybody saw it in June, it was like, this has got to be a joke. Well, apparently the KF console has arrived, according to Cooler Master, the company is building it. And here's how it's described on their website. Forged from the fires of the KFC ovens, there has never been a tastier way to experience the latest titles in stunning 4K, 240 frames per second. It's powered by an Intel processor with Asus graphics, and yes, the KF console also packs the world's first built-in chicken chamber that they say utilizes the gaming system's natural heat to warm up those wings. Oh, wow. The KFC and Cooler Master aren't saying when the gaming console slash chicken cooker will be released or how much it will cost, but personally, this new way to eat fried chicken isn't anywhere on my bucket list. All right, every new year, all you hear is new year, new me. That usually means you'll be picking up some better habits or trying some new things. This year, I'm resolving to spend more time hiking and exploring the outdoors. I mean, after all, I heard we're going to spend 44 years of our life on average in front of a screen. I'm like, oh, we have got to do something about that. But no matter what hobby you choose, you can even make it better with amazing audio. Let's say you're working out. That audio is so important. Now, I've tried all the major premium audio brands around, and Raycon offers outstanding quality at half the price. They're so handy, and they truly make any activity more enjoyable. I actually wear my Raycons when I'm vacuuming the floors and washing the floors. And you can follow along to directions in the kitchen if you're cooking or binge on an audiobook. I love to use them to just power through my daily workout. Raycon earbuds offer a range of colors and a comfortable in-ear fit for a discreet look. And right now, Raycon's offering 15% off any product for my listeners. And here's what you got to do. Go to buyraycon.com/Kim. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to just grab a spare. That's 15% off buyraycon.com/Kim. Once again, that address is buyraycon.com/Kim. All right, Apple did it first. Well, guess what? This time the Android universe is following Apple. And in our DIY security tip, we're going to tell you how you can protect your new tech in 5 minutes or less, because the Christmas is behind us, the holidays are behind us, it's the new year weekend, and now's the time for you to get into all your new gadgets, maybe the stuff that you haven't looked at for 6 months too. You really need to look at those settings. And again, that's coming up in our DIY security tip that you definitely don't want to miss. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you got a smartwatch for Christmas and the holidays, we have some essential smartwatch security settings that you definitely don't want to miss. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. I'd love to hear from you. 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can get the entire show as a podcast over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. Jeff in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hi there, Jeff. Glad to have you with us on the show today.
Hello, Kim. I've enjoyed your show for a long time and seeing how technology has changed through the years. I remember way back when I first joined the military, Commodore 64. And oh, my God, how far we've come since then.
But do you remember when you would look at that Commodore and be astounded
at what it could do? Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, it came out and they had games all ready for it, and it was the green screen. And, I mean, look at games now. You'd think what we had back then wasn't games at all compared to what now is.
Yeah, now it looks like you're actually in a movie. But think of how we get frustrated if just our phone goes slowly, or if we get the spinning globe on our PC, or that movie's buffering. You're like, oh dang it, the Wi-Fi's down again. You know.
We didn't even know what Wi-Fi was back then.
No, we didn't have Wi-Fi. We had Sneakernet, and we had modems and dial-up and America Online, and gosh.
Oh, yes. I understand that.
And we're really just on the cusp of so many different things right now with artificial intelligence and virtual reality.
With Amazon and its Corona and that. One of these days, that won't be just a voice. That'll be an actual, AI there talking to you.
And it's getting close to that, too, especially with all the data tracking. And with A word, we don't want to say it because then everybody's devices will wake up. But with that A, with that A gal, we'll call it the A gal, is now there are things that she's asking afterwards. So if you say goodnight to her, she'll say, oh, would you like me to turn on your coffee in the morning? Would you like me to make sure the garage door is shut? Would you like me to do? I'm like,
yeah, you're right. It's just way getting out of hand, to be honest, for somebody like me.
So what's going on with you?
All right. Over the years, we've taken pictures of our kids and our family and all that. And over the years, the photos have turn different colors. They faded and that kind of stuff. I've scanned them into my computer to preserve them so they won't get any worse. But is there a way of fixing those? I mean, they're faded out where you can barely see the image anymore, or the color is so drastically changed.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to bring it back?
Well, if you wanted to earn a degree in Photoshop, you could do that. I'm good at a lot of things, I'll tell you, Jeff, but that's one program that I just have never really understood. It's and I don't know if because my mind is so analytical, or and I know I'm not creative, and gosh knows I can't sing, so that whole side of my brain doesn't work at all. But I've just never been able to master or have the patience to learn Adobe Photoshop. And so when I need to do tasks, I look for other products that have other solutions other than me sitting there looking at layers and having to have multiple monitors and doing a lasso or a mask or whatever it may be. And there's a program that is specifically made just to restore the color photos.
Okay.
And so they have like one buttons, because I've used it myself. So, like one button to like fix the color and the contrast and the shadows. And if there's a scratch on the photo, do you want to get rid of that too? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would. Okay, so.
So it's smarter than we are. That's good.
Well, it's pretty, there's actually two of them that I'm going to recommend. And one, and I'll send you links to these. One is called Soft Orbits. They have something called the Photo Retoucher, and another one just called Photo Works. I like Photo Works better, but both of them have a free trial, so you can do it. Now, when you're scanning the pictures, have you ever used a product by Google called PhotoScan?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's something that you also might want to try that. It's an app that works on your phone. It's called PhotoScan. And it has some, we were just making fun and joking about artificial intelligence, but it has some AI built into it. And it also has this really great thing that I love, is that if you have pictures in frames with glass or plastic, you get that annoying glare when you take a picture of it.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. With PhotoScan, you don't get that glare. So you can just take your phone and just take pictures of all the pictures in the frames. instead of taking them out of the frames and putting them in the scanner and then scanning them, sucking them into your computer. It's like, oh, whatever. Okay. But it also has a really good way of looking at the colors that you've seen before and the colors that were there and tried to emulate and to duplicate those colors so that it looks pretty darn good when you get it into your computer. So that's PhotoScan. And again, that's a free app from Google that definitely makes fun and definitely makes this whole process fun, I should say. And then once you get all the pictures in, what are you going to do with them?
That's the good next question. I think I'll put it on a thumb drive. I'm hoping that's the
No, I'm not going to let you put it on a thumb drive.
Oh,
do I have to come to Shreveport and like hit your hand with a ruler? No. You're going to put them all in the cloud. Put them all in the cloud. So that this way.
Yes, but are clouds safe?
Yes.
I don't want somebody getting into my.
Nobody's going to look at the pictures of you fishing. They're not going to do that.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, but if you were a male model. Oh, no, I'm kidding. So you can put them up in the clouds. This way you can share them with your family members and friends. And we've got all different places where you can share your photos out, whether it's on Shutterfly, Amazon. If you have an Amazon Prime account, a lot of people don't know that you have photo storage even with that sucker. And then Google Photos, of course, gives you a certain amount of free photo storage, but then you're going to have to start paying. So let me make a note. I'm going to put a link in the Q&A forum over at the Commando community for this, and then the photo sharing sites, so that this way, once you get them there, do not put them on a thumb drive, because thumb drives, they get lost, you forget where it's at, you step on them, you know, they just are bad things to keep long-term storage on, so that's a bad idea. Jeff, thank you so much for your call. America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. Schedule a free product tour at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. A few months back, more than 100 Twitter users got their accounts hacked into. I'm talking about passwords and email addresses, phone numbers, and more. All taken from high-profile people like Elon Musk and Kanye West. And according to recent reports, hackers can make up to $1,000 from selling someone's personal information on the dark web, making people like me and you just easy, lucrative targets. So if someone can hack Elon Musk, just imagine how easy it would be for them to hack you. That's why I use ExpressVPN to safeguard my personal data online. ExpressVPN is an app that funnels your data through this secure encrypted tunnel so you can have peace of mind every single time that you use the internet. The app connects with just one click, super easy to use. It's lightning fast, not going to slow you down. And it works on up to 5 devices simultaneously, so you and your entire family can stay protected. Protect yourself with ExpressVPN, and if you visit expressvpn.com/Kim right now, you can arm yourself with an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, a couple of things that I have to pass along before we go back to all your great phone calls is, well, first of all, we always hear about Apple copying Android. Well, for once, Android is going to be copying Apple. If you bought a brand new iPhone 12 this past year, you may have noticed a couple of things were missing out of the box. Yes, where are the basic AirPods? And where is the wall charger? You just got the phone and the charging cable. So now Android manufacturer going, hey, you know, Apple got away with this. We should be able to do this too. So the Samsung Galaxy ES21, it's not going to come with a charger either. The CEO of the Chinese phone maker, Xiaomi, also confirms recently that the charging block wouldn't be included with one of their upcoming smartphones. And other companies are going to follow the trend. And explaining why they ditched the charger, Apple says that the smaller box means that they can fit up to 70% more iPhones on a shipping pallet and reduce yearly carbon emissions by 2 million metric tons. Okay. Now, a little trivia for you. Where do you think all those chargers and cables are loaded on a cargo ship? Anybody? The port side. Oh, you fell for it. All right, smart gadgets, a thing on your wrist. And today, it's a fitness tracker, a full-fledged smartwatch. And all features are just added all the time. You can check messages, make phone calls, listen to your music, get your steps, pay for something with your watch. But you want to make sure that you actually lock them down. An easy way to secure your Apple Watch and the data is by locking it with a passcode, which is already required if you set up Apple Pay. Also, make sure that you look at something called lost mode. That displays a short message with a number to call. And as a last resort, you can also remotely erase your Apple Watch. Now, if you have a Fitbit that's owned by Google, you can also set it up to have a 4-digit PIN that's going to unlock it, which, like Apple, it's already active if you set up Fitbit Pay. You can also limit the apps that can access your data. And for all the steps for securing your smartwatch, just hit commando.com, including the companies I just listed, along with tips for the Samsung models, because they were incredibly popular this past year. And, you know, securing your smartwatch is definitely worth the time. We have our DIY security tip coming up in just a few moments. And let's go back to the phones with Chris in Portland, Maine. Hi there, Chris.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. This is actually the second time I've been on your show. And I can remember the first time because it was 16 and a half years ago and my little baby was on my lap. And of course, once you finally picked up, she decided to talk. So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And so now she's talking back to you, I bet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now, instead of me buying diapers, she wants me to buy her an iPad. So, yes.
Times have changed, right?
They have, yes. Oh, I was wondering if you could help me with an external hard drive question today.
Okay. All right.
My husband has a whole lot of music, and I have a lot of pictures, and we want to use it for at home, that we could use it with multiple computers and connect it on a network. And it doesn't really matter if it's Ethernet or Wi-Fi. So he's kind of been doing some research, and he was wondering if maybe a RAID setup would be best. He's looking for like two four terabyte hard drives, so it could like back itself up almost. If one went bad, the other one would still work.
I love your accent, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually from Boston, so.
Oh, it's like, oh my God! I mean, the way that your tone and your cadence and your inflection.
Oh my gosh! Oh, thank you. That's so funny you say that because I still remember when Ian used to say "hit the show picks of the week" button.
Oh yes.
And he was so cute, and I always remember his little accent.
Well, little baby Ian ain't no baby anymore. We're in the kitchen and I gave him a hug last night and now he's like, you know, when I hug him, I'm hugging his chest, you know.
Me too with my daughter.
And I'm like, I liked it better when, you know, when I hug you and like you were like underneath me, you were beneath me,
yes.
You know. This thing like has like man hair. I'm like, what's going on with this?
Crazy how fast time flies.
It did. I mean, it does, doesn't it? It's just,
yeah, it does.
It just seems like in an instant I was taking him to soccer practice and now he's, you know.
He doesn't need you to drive him anymore.
No, now I'm telling
him. He might not even want you to drive him anymore.
No, he doesn't want you to drive. No,
yeah.
Not at all. It's like, you know, I keep telling him I'm going to be like that kid on, you know, the kid Rowley who wears shirts like my mom's the best, you know. So. He's like, no, never wear it. All right. So here's the deal. You have a couple of options here. You can do USB-based or NAS network-attached storage. NAS is going to be better for you. Okay.
Okay.
It's faster. And what's also nice about that there's an app. So you could have access to all the data using your tablet or your phone.
Oh, that would be great.
So,
okay.
So we want to kind of think outside the box and think for the long term instead of we just need to have a backup for everything. How are we going to really utilize the music and how do we want to be able to have access to the music? You have access to your photos no matter where you are. So you're not just limited to if, in fact, you're sitting there in the house, right?
Yeah, that would be great. Okay.
So when you start looking at this type of setup, like, for example, you can get the MyBook Duo Drive. It's RAID. It has really great capacity for photos, videos, music, like you mentioned. It does, you know, sequential read speeds, and it has all these different specs that I think you'll really like. And it's about $400. And so
okay.
it's not the cheapest solution, but if you're looking at having access to all of your data within the confines of the house and being able to utilize that, that's where you start looking at even something like there's the MyCloud EX Ultra, and it will actually do HD streaming off of that as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Well, let me do this. Let me give, because your husband, you said your husband's like doing all the research. Let me give,
yes.
Let me give links to both of these to you so that you guys can do the research together.
That would be awesome.
But again, just make sure that you find one with that app, because a lot of people, they make that mistake.
Okay, so in that app is the network attached store,
yes,
to the USB-based NASA one. Okay.
Well, you can either do NAS or USB. So,
oh, NAS. Okay, sorry.
See, because the USB is going to plug into the router or plug into something else on the network.
Yes.
Okay, we don't want that.
Okay.
We want a true NAS drive that can give you the speed, the performance, and access to the data from wherever the road may lead, so to speak.
Perfect.
And yes, we'll give you the transfer speeds, because the worst thing you can do is sit there and if he's a music guy, and it sounds like he is, and he's,
yes,
listening to something, and then all of a sudden it cuts out.
Yeah, he's running into that now.
Right. And then that's just so incredibly frustrating, because,
mm-hmm,
you know, it just is. You just expect it to work when you want it to work. And that's,
right.
And that's why it's important that you get the right things. Well, tell your daughter I said hello, okay? It's been a while.
Oh, that would be so great. I will.
And I'll send you out some links, Chris. And then if you have any,
okay,
don't be such a stranger. I mean, it's been like 16 and a half years. I mean, come on.
It was Memorial Day weekend. I can still remember it.
Okay, stop ghosting me already, all right?
All right, I'll get back to you in a couple of years this time.
Sounds good. Years. Hey, Chris is going to, yeah, call me back in a couple of years. All right, Chris. Have a good day. Thank you.
Too.
Appreciate,
bye,
you coming, calling in today. Isn't she just a trip? All right, let's do our DIY security tip. Everybody wants to keep their home and family safe, whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency. SimpliSafe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection. With SimpliSafe, you just don't get an arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitors in the business. They've got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, or EMTs when you need them most, just straight to your door. And as I mentioned, they do have an arsenal of sensors and cameras. And when you look at these sensors and cameras with SimpliSafe, know that you can protect literally every inch of your home. You can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. Super easy to do. Then SimpliSafe's professionals take over, monitoring your home 24/7 and ready to send help the moment that there's an alarm. Plus, with SimpliSafe, there's no long-term contract, no hidden fees or installation costs. Just fabulous. Right now, my listeners, you get a free HD home security camera when you purchase a SimpliSafe system at simplisafekim.com. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so literally, there's nothing for you to lose here. Visit simplisafekim.com. Once again, that's simplisafekim.com. All right, you got some new tech over the last couple of weeks, didn't you? Well, how to protect your new tech in 5 minutes or less. Okay, we have the steps for you. I'm going to blow through them very quickly, but just know that when you actually need the instructions and the links, you can find them over on the website. Like, number one, I want you to set up a guest network for all your connected devices. Because every connected device, unfortunately, is a potential Trojan horse for malware. And that's why you need to set up a guest network. Because when you create a separate guest network for all your smart home gadgets and IoT devices, that's going to protect your main network. And there are different ways to do it. But basically, it all starts with you opening up the router's admin page. And you want to look for something called guest network. And then make sure that the SSID broadcast is turned on. And then there's some other steps that I want to make sure that you check, like allowing guests to see each other and access for my local network. You don't want to make sure that that's turned on. Number two, passwords. I know you hate passwords, and so do I. I can't stand them. Man, I'm tired of looking at these different letters, upper lowercase letters and hyphens and exclamation marks. And, you know, if you're on Apple, just start looking at when they say, do you want to have us give you the super strong password and keep it in the keychain? That's a good idea. And if you're trying to figure out unhackable passwords, there's a link that we have for you called the Random Password Generator. Then I want you to go into your tracking and privacy settings, because odds are they're tracking every single thing that you do, and you're probably opted in automatically. Well, let's take some control back. Number four, I want you to update all the software and the firmware. And finally, number five is make sure that you turn on two-factor authentication. And like a password, it gets annoying. I understand that. But you need to set up two-factor authentication. Again, all the steps that you need are over at commando.com. Just hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come this hour, you definitely don't want to miss this. We're going to give you some insider secrets on how to know when apps are spying on you here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, over at the Commando Q&A forum, it's a spot for you to get quick answers. So you might not realize that I share some links, and you may hear me talk about it. I'm going to leave them in the Commando community. And there's a special folder, the Q&A forum, there's a special folder there that says show questions. And that's where you'll find, like, for example, on a show not too long ago, Tim from Dallas, because he said he wanted the feel of a real handset. I don't know if you remember him. And I recommended a product that was exactly what he was looking for. It is like a handheld phone, but for your iPhone. And then Joy called, and her father's a 95-year-old World War II veteran, and she wanted to get him a good recording device. And so I pointed out to her to a special Sony version that has 4 gigs of memory that can record 159 hours. And again, those links are over in the Q&A forum. But if you ever have a tech question and you're looking for an answer, just keep in mind that you can trust me and you can trust the tech pros here at commando.com, talking about Jeremy and John are IT geniuses. They are IT geniuses. And again, that's commando.com/community, commando.com/community. Leonard in Seattle, Washington. Hi there, Leonard.
Hi there. Hi there. I'm a big fan of yours. I've been hearing you for a long time.
Well, thank you.
A little bit over 20 years, you know, and... You know, my question to you is this. Okay, I heard your YouTube video from about May 22nd of 2018, and it was talking about the fact that police scanners are soon to be going to be encrypted. And my question is: Are some, you know, basically are, if not all, are some cities already doing this now? Because from what I understand, scanner apps are used to evade for criminals to basically evade the law, you know.
But they're also used for people that are just interested in what's happening in the local community. I mean, you've got scanner radio, police and fire scanner. You got the 5-0 radio police scanner. I mean, anytime you look at the app charts, they're on the top, especially with what's been going on in the world of late. We don't need to get into.
But yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that is very, very frightening. But as far as encryption, many local police departments are moving their communications to encrypted radio systems. We're talking about Denver, there's Racine, Wisconsin, Sioux City, Iowa. And the trend seems to continue as the police departments make the shift from analog to truly digital communications. But you know, you've got two sides to this. They say that by having the radio waves out there and accessible by an app on your phone, that it endangers police officers. And like you mentioned, criminals can listen too, right?
Right.
Okay.
That is
a danger for the community, and that's a danger especially for the police officers who are trying to respond. Now, on the other side, you know, there's always two sides to every story. You know this, Leonard.
Yeah, there is two sides to it.
Yeah. Okay. So the other side, people say, well, but this way, as a community, I get to be informed. I get to hear what's going on. And one of the big app makers out there, Broadcastify, says that it is not a danger. And the reason why it isn't, because the transmission is 2 minutes past the real time.
Okay.
So
the bottom line is, so what's going to happen is, if they start encrypting radios, you know, basically like that, then basically that's just going to tell the criminal, okay, I'll go find some other way to evade the law. But what also scares me is that basically what's going to end up happening is, if they start doing this, I mean, basically I heard some guy from Virginia Beach, you know, on YouTube from years back, he was saying, it may not make any difference at all because scanner companies are still going to make scanners.
Yes.
They'll basically, you know,
yes,
basically make things unencrypted.
Well, and so, you know, but this is You know, but the move also, the encryption is also happening as the systems mature, the systems get more technically advanced, and they move from analog to digital. But this argument is far, far from over. Leonard, thank you so much for your call. Coming right back and tell you when you can know when apps are spying on you. You're on the Kim Komando Show. When Apple released iOS 14 this past fall, keep an eye on the top right of your screen. If you see an orange dot, that means the microphone's being used by an app. If it's a green dot, that means the camera's being used, maybe the mic too. Now, Android 11, they don't have that. So you can get the same alerts with something called the Free Access Dots app for Android. You can find that in the Google Play Store. Just one of the great tips that you can find every single day over at Komando.com and stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.